the Athens County man who was injured when a car drove into counter-protesters at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend, says the incident has motivated him to get back on the streets as soon as possible. From public radio station WOUB, Susan Tebben reports.
Bill Burke is recovering at home after sustaining serious head injuries along with leg and arm abrasions when James Alex Field Jr. drove a car into a crowd protesting the presence of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. His wife, Annie Jeffers Burke, says his wounds are beginning to heal and he's starting to walk better, but he's still trying to remember everything that happened that day. Bill Burke said he came to Charlottesville after a colleague at a conference told him how scared she was of white nationalists coming to her town. Once a rally held by white nationalists was shut down, he says they took to the streets.
We could see him riding around in the back of pickup trucks and just marching through the street.
He was injured along with 18 others, but the lone fatality from that day, Heather Heyer, was next to Burke during the attack. Annie Jeffers Burke said in one of the hospital phone calls she had with her husband that day, he told her about the woman lying next to him in the hospital receiving compressions.
And then he started telling me that the woman next to him was getting CPR. He didn't know if she was going to make it. Then we found out later she didn't make it.
For his part, Bill Burke said recovery is hard, but his will to get back to the fight is strong. If anything, what happened in Charlottesville and President Donald Trump's response to it have made him more determined.
This woke my eyes up to, you know, how much work we have to do to stop racism and bigotry and all that.
Reporting for WOUB News, I'm Susan Tebben.